Hi, this is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. So again, it's not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Nice shirt.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you...
I was talking to someone else. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was asking if you're registered to vote in Texas. Yes, a survey.
I am. Thank you for checking on me. I am registered to vote.
Okay, so just want to make it clear that this is a survey, okay? Got a couple more questions for you. Starting with the fact that there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote in it,
yes,
or are you going to wait until November? Oh,
I'm
going to
vote in the primary.
Thank you. First, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations, starting with Harold Dutton.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very, okay. Joyce Chapman is the next one.
Denise Chapman, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Clint Danhorn is the next one.
Quinn, see, okay, I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm somewhat favorable for Quinn.
I'm sorry, somewhat favorable, you said?
Somewhat, yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Danny Norris is the next one.
I don't really know much about him.
Okay, no problem. Sheila Jackson Lee is the next one.
You know I love my girl.
Okay.
So very, I'm sorry, very.
No problem. Houston Independent School District is the next one.
Okay.
So, which one?
Oh, am I have to be very favorable on...
Right, however you feel about
district.
It. Very favorable,
right.
Somewhat, or unfavorable?
That's hard.
Okay.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? One, that you support. You support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because of our local community and elected leaders, I'm sorry, know best how to run our schools?
Neither.
Neither one of these? Okay.
No.
In March?
One of those.
No problem. Thanks. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Harold, okay. Thank you. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Starting with, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
For real? You lying. What am I supposed to say again? I'm sorry, that blew me.
Negative. So that's somewhat or very negative?
That's very negative. I am not voting for Harold. Change my whole survey. I don't like him no more. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Are you serious? Are you just, like, throwing something out there?
Well, I'm sorry. I just have these statements. I don't know whether they're true
or not.
Okay.
You're just doing your job. Okay. All right.
Thanks. So the next one says, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative? Okay. Next, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What about this one?
A positive.
Somewhat or very positive?
So Harold Dutton came up with a plan because Greg Abbott came up with a plan to defund public education.
Right. It says Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Okay. Very positive.
Very positive on that. Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston is the next one.
I wonder how he did it, but positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Very positive, okay. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive.
Very positive on that, all right? Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Very positive on this, okay? He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower- and middle-income homeowners.
Very positive.
Very positive. Thank you very much. Give me 1 second. We're almost done. I really appreciate your patience so far. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
I still have to say Mr. Dutton.
Sorry, you said Harold?
Yes, sir.
Harold
Dutton?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, these last questions are for classification purposes only. So we're really at the very end of the survey. Thanks again. So can you tell me what is your age? Is it between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and older?
18 to 39.
18 to 39. Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence, ma'am?
It's inherited, so that will be on.
You own, okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
You do, okay, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
No, okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
No, okay.
I don't have to.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, this concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate that.